Stormy weather battered Britain's western coast on Wednesday, causing floods and destruction in regions already suffering from prolonged flooding. British Prime Minister David Cameron promised government support to the victims. Floods also have struck the southwestern Irish city of Cork. Some local residents are blaming the city government.
It looks a bit like something you'd see in a third world country, you know, where there's no system in place to protect against the flooding. I mean, really, I don't think in 2014 we should be having flooding at this level.
In Spain's Galicia region, five Philippine nationals were rescued by a helicopter when their ship ran into trouble off the coast. The Spanish cargo ship, the Luno, split in two after high winds crashed it against a jetty off the coast of France, but its crew members were rescued. In Slovenia, days of snow blizzards have left the city of Postojna trapped under thick layers of ice and some 50,000 homes without power. Austrian emergency worker Mateusz Frim is here with the team that brought 26 generators to Postojna.
We have never seen anything like this. So much chaos and ice everywhere. It's crazy. This kind of thing has never happened over at our place.
Parts of China also are suffering extremely low temperature at the time when much of Asia is celebrating a traditional spring festival. Tian Shuping is a resident of Moha County in northeastern Heilongjiang province, where temperatures dropped to minus 43 degrees Celsius Wednesday.
The spring has come, but the weather here in Moha is very cold. I wouldn't even have come out if I didn't have an errand to do.
Many parts of the United States also are buried in snow. Cities have used tons of salt to make their streets passable. Jeff Fleming, spokesman for the Port of Milwaukee in Wisconsin, is welcoming the arrival of fresh salt supplies.
Well, this is a very welcome sight for this region. We've had a lot of snow and we've used an enormous amount of salt. In 2013, the Port of Milwaukee brought in over 1 million tons of salt and the piles have dwindled to almost nothing.
But for many people, snow means fun and recreation. Thousands of visitors have gathered in the Japanese city of Sapporo to admire elaborate ice and snow sculptures at an annual ice festival. Malaysian Minister of Tourism Seri Mohamed Nazri bin Abdulaziz attended the opening ceremony Wednesday.
Because my country is very warm, I love the cold in Sapporo.
Aziz spoke outside a booth promoting tourism to his country, where the climate is very balmy, especially compared to freezing temperatures at the Sapporo Festival. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.